Serving our Muslim nation. This is Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
duniya ke musafir manzil teri qabar hai dekar raha hai jo tu do din ka ye safar hai
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. I'm sure that most of us already heard the news that tomorrow is the 30th of Ramadan in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Majlul Aqsa and many other countries, and Eid al-Fitr 1441 will be celebrated in the Haramain Sharifain and our first Qibla, Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, on Sunday. We make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that tomorrow evening after Maghrib, when we scan the sky, then we see the crescent, and what the wonderful feeling it will be. Insha'Allah, the entire Ummah celebrating Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Sa'id, Eid al-Fitr, insha'Allah, on Sunday. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make that a reality. Yes, the Arab News, the Saudi Gazette, and the media, they have all announced it. So, insha'Allah, Sunday will be Eid, and we will wait for tomorrow night, Saturday night, for confirmation, insha'Allahul Aziz. As the guest is bidding farewell, a guest came 1 month ago, and get that guest name was Ramadan Mubarak. And what did Ramadan teach us? Ramadan taught us Siyam and Qiyam, that you are going to fast and you're going to perform Taraweeh. But now we say Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-siyam wal-qiyam. Oh, month of Ramadan, how we will remember you, how we were reading the Taraweeh Salat and performing the Taraweeh Salat, reciting the Quran Sharif. And then we used to fast during the day to make manifest our love for Almighty Allah, to make manifest our love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-taraweeh wa tasabih. When Ramadan finishes, tomorrow evening, inshallah al-Aziz, the moon, the crescent is sighted, finish with Taraweeh. So we say, Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-taraweeh wa tasabih. So many extra tasbihs, so many salatu tasbih. So again, we have to beg Allah and say, when will I see Ramadan again? When Ramadan finishes, we say, Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-khairat wal-barakat. So much barakah. Even the poor are smiling because so much halim is coming their way. So many dates, so much money. And we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that we're supposed to spend on them. And whether it is our fitrah, which is compulsory, or zakat, which is mandatory, or our voluntary charity. Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-siyam wal-qiyam. Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-taraweeh wal-tasabi. Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-khairat wal-barakat. Assalamu alayka ya shahr al-suhoor wal-iftar. Who will wake us up? 3 o'clock, 3:30. Who will wake us up for tahajjud salat, for suhoor, and that wonderful iftar where everybody is eyeing the date, although they're making dua and there's the other eye, they're eyeing the samosa. But it's a wonderful feeling, that inner joy, that elation and excitement that even the youngster wants. He knows sunset comes, then it is my time for iftar. The daughter had a scarf on, the mother had a burqa on, and they were waiting for the adhan to go. When will those Mubarak days come again? So that is our Ramadan. The guest is bidding farewell and telling us, O Muslim, O Muslimah, I'm with you for one more day. And then I will depart. And it was an unprecedented Ramadan in all parts of the world. There's a virus, there's lockdown, so many things happening in different parts of the world. And it was a unique Ramadan. Hani an lakum, to you, my brother, to you, my sister, to you, my student. You completed Quran Sharif on the 27th night. You completed Quran Sharif tonight. We salute you. We congratulate you. Allah congratulates and salutes you. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for you. As-salamu yukriuk as-salam. Today in South Africa, tonight is the 29th night. Allah jalla wala is sending salams to me and you, inshallah, if it is Laylatul Qadr. And it could be, remember that, we can never say. So always a Muslim remains positive. When you study the lives of the Salaf-e-Salih, the pious predecessors, like Thabit Bunani radiallahu anhu and them, then they would wear their best clothes. They would apply a lot of itar and perfume. Somebody asked him, O Thabit rahimahullah, why all this? He said, Allah jalla wala states, Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. The malaika coming down, and not in for a moment, the whole night, in their droves and droves. And the Amirul Malaika, Warruh, Jibreel alayhi salam is coming. So out of ikram and lahum, out of respect for them, I am applying this itar, I'm applying this perfume, and wearing the best clothes of mine. They loved Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They loved Ramadan Mubarak, and they loved the Malaika Ikram. They loved everything about Islam. That is our Salaf Salih. So we should take lessons from this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So what are we going to do to from now till tomorrow iftar time and till Maghrib and Isha time tomorrow? First thing we need to do tonight before you sleep, or tomorrow Tahsehri time, Tahajjud time. Better we do it now, but if you can't, and then inshallah you do it tomorrow morning, inshallah. You read 2 rakat Salatu Shukr. And what will you say? Simple words, repeat with me. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Oh Allah, shukr, gratitude, thanks is all for you alone, ya Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Oh Allah, all praise is for you alone, oh beloved Allah. Allah jalla wala complains of me and you. ان الانسان لربه لكنود, بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. The love for wealth has permeated and saturated our hearts, and the love of Allah has decreased, because the love for wealth has increased. So Allah is praising the horse's loyalty. They will give their life for their benefactor. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ذَبَحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقَا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَا. Just now we completed the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh and we read these verses. The wafadari, the loyalty of the horses, and the bay wafa, the disloyalty, the nashukri, ingratitude, ungratefulness of Hazrat Insan, Mr. Human Being, majority of us. So why? Allah shows us the reason. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. He's madly, intensely in love with the wealth of his. 1 million, 1 billion, nay, I want more. So that is the weakness. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us in the Noble Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورٍ. It is the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and who himself was a genius, abqari in Arabic we say. A person performing tawaf, obviously there by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and he's reciting the dua. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, overhears him. Which dua is he reciting? Allahumma jalni min qaleel. Allahumma jalni min qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from the few. A genius Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, could not comprehend it. What is the greater meaning? When the person finished his 7 circuits and rounds, his summon called him, "Oh brother, I overheard you saying, Allahumma jalni min qaleel. What are you talking about?" He said, "Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa qaleelum min ibadiya shakur, and very few of my servants are shakur. Shakur with a sheen, and very, very grateful servants of mine are but few." We, the Mamans, we have corrupted this word a bit. We say Sakur. It's not Sakur, ba, with a sheen. It's Shakur. So change that little bit there. You forgot the Nuktas in Porbandar and De Banwar and all that. So, ba, is Sakur nalo nahi, Shakur nalo ai. Abdu Shakur. Okay? So that was, but Maman there, I just spoke some Tajweed there for you. So Abdu Shakur. So my name must be not Abdul Sakur, Abdul Shakur. So anyway, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. So very few of my servants are Shakur. Very, very grateful. I'm making dua, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Allah must make me from them. Even Sayyidina Umar praised him. He said, wonderful, powerful, potent dua. So we're going to read the 2 rakat Salatul Shukr now tonight. Oh, inshallah, suhoor time, sehri time. Time, tahajjud time, Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq. When we make shukr every day, 2 rakats, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, O servant, I will shower you so much beyond your perception and comprehension. So that's lesson number 1. Lesson number 2. Ask Allah for qabooliyat. I believe every Muslim, male, female, adult and child of Radio Al-Ansar International listening to this live broadcast, and every listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, did something extra in this Ramadan. Maybe tilawat of Quran, maybe some charity, maybe smiling with a beggar and giving him or her something. So we did something. Thing, but it's not sufficient, because Allah mentions a law in the Noble Quran. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. That Almighty Allah states, Allah will only accept from those who have taqwa and piety. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, he was Amirul Mu'mineen, used to say, one is to do and perform and execute the deed and action, but more important than that is to beg, petition, beseech Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I fulfilled that action. I kept the Siyam fasting. I completed the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Apne fadal se, apne bargah mein, isko kabool farma dijiye. Oh Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Because Allah did not say He accepts from everybody. He only accepts from those who have taqwa. So say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Oh beloved Allah, accept from us. Our father and son reconstructed the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. After rebuilding, reconstructing, they went around the Baytullah 7 times to see there's no defect in the edifice and structure. And then father made dua and recited the dua, and the son said Ameen. The son became Zabihullah, the father Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it's a powerful, potent dua. So lesson number 2, ask Almighty Allah for qabooliyat, for acceptance in His divine court. Ya Allah, ye to ek chooti pooti mehnat hai, chooti pooti amal hai. Ya Allah, our effort also is broken. Our fast also is not on par. Our tilawat also is not up to standard, Ya Allah. But You said, wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay, my mercy envelopes and encompasses everything. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, include us in Your mercy, and through Your mercy accept it. Speak to Allah. It's the last night of Ramadan, brother. Tomorrow is Laylatul Eid, inshaAllah. Then, whenever we complete an action, there must be some compensation. There must be some deficiency. And now that the compensation is what? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when we read Farz Salat, we read Isha Salat, and then we read 2 rakat Sunnat Muakkada, then Taraweeh, and then the Witr. So after the first salat, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say Allahu Akbar once, and thereafter Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Why? So that to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, when you do a good action, say Allahu Akbar. Allah was, is, will always be the mightiest, the greatest, the biggest. And by Allah, there is no defect. Remember, He transcends every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. Subhanallah. That is for Allah alone. So me and you, our minds, they drift. We get mixed up. We get confused. So we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So abundant istighfar in this last day of Ramadan Mubarak to compensate for the deficiencies in all our good actions. The siyam and qiyam, the fasting and the taraweeh, tilawatul Quran and the khairat and sadaqat. Allah alone knows what is our intention and our motive. Shahrud, shahrud du'ai wa da'wat, the month of du'a and da'wat, crying, begging, beseeching Allah, is bidding farewell, O Ummah. So when a nation and a person recites Astaghfirullah, 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 what does Allah say? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish a people as long as they engage in istighfar. When is the best time for istighfar? Wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Wake up a little bit early tomorrow, my brother, sister, because it's our last siyam, inshallah. So we wake up 10-15 minutes earlier. Why? Because I want to make istighfar in the best time. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. What is the difference between istighfar and istighfar, I seek Your pardon and forgiveness, Ya Allah. So that is for the past. Wa atubu ilay, I make tawbah. Ya Allah, when Shawwal starts, let me remain on sirat mustaqim, on the right path, according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do not let me deviate from the path You chalked out for us, the path of Rahman, not the path of Shaitan. Do not let me get caught up in the propaganda of the deviant groups and the satanic groups, Ya Allah, let me remain a true, devoted, dedicated Muslim, an ambassador of Islam. So that is why we ask for istighfar and tawbah. يُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. When a person makes istighfar, Allah will send beneficial rain, Allah will bless you with wealth, Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the benefits in this world. And in the year after, the gardens of paradise and Jannatul Firdausil A'la, and the rivulets and the streams of Jannah. Thereafter, always we read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. He was, he is, and will always be in the creation the greatest muhsin, the greatest benefactor, the one who did the greatest favor to us. It is the crying, it is the tears of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, Ummati, Ummati. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, why are you crying, Ma Yubkik, why are you crying? He said, Ummati, Ummati. Jibreel alayhi salam goes back, and Almighty Allah knows everything. The knowledge of Allah is all embracing, all encompassing. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, Allah Jalla wa ala tells Jibreel alayhi salam, commands him, go back to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this verse, wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda. And soon, day of justice, day of qiyamah, Allah Jalla wa ala will grant you so much, fatarda, you will be pleased. What did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? I will not be pleased as long as one ummati of mine is in Jahannam and the hellfire. And then remember the hadith in Tirmidhi, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. Authentic hadith. So we beg Almighty Allah for khatima bil iman. We die with iman and Islam. Allah, read with me. Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh beloved Allah, grant us the intercession of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this ayat of the noble Quran motivates us. Allah Jalla wala will grant Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pleased. And then the intercession for those people of my ummah who committed major crimes. We all are guilty. Somebody commits minor, somebody commits major, but we all commit sins. So ask, beg Allah, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and abandon durood sharif. Then khatmul Quran. You made khatmul Quran. I made khatmul Quran now in Taraweeh, me and my wife. And you made khatmul Quran. You made khatmul Quran 27 night. Some sisters made 30 khatams. My one brother, I don't want to take his name. We studied together in Karachi. He said, Ustad, sometimes he called me Ustad also. So he said, Ustad, I finished the Quran Sharif 60 times already. And I made dua for you and your parents. I don't want to go to 61 because ihtiraman lil Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, every day in Ramadan Mubarak used to complete the Quran Sharif. Every night in Ramadan used to complete the Quran Sharif. And on the Imam's Musalla, the 20 rakats, he used to complete 61 khatam. He completed 60 khatam already. He said, now I stop because I love al-Imam al-Shafi'i. I don't want to break his record. Imagine. So he beat all of us, I think. So I know him very well. We studied together. We were in the same class. Allah Jalla Wala reward him, reward his family. Allah Jalla Wala make us of such people. Khatmul Quran. What a momentous occasion. So 4,000 malaika, you finish the Quran today, then raise your hands now before sleeping. The malaika coming to kiss you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, because they elated you completed the Quran Sharif, and you raise your hands. Praise Allah Jalla Wala. Send salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter speak to Allah. You out of salat in any language. Every dua of yours inshaAllah will be accepted. Remember, ulama have written, if we ask Allah for dunya things, then it will come. And sometime it won't come, because Allah gives us something better in the hereafter. But we ask Allah for deen, then Allah will definitely give us. I always used to tell the students there in Darul Newcastle that ask Allah for deen, and then dunya will come at your feet. So the example we used to give, you buy the cow, the milk comes with. So you don't have to ask Allah for the milk, you ask Allah for the cow. And in that way, automatically the milk will come. As Allah for deen, and Allah will bring dunya to the feet. But this ummah today, this Muslim today, is so much drowned in the pursuit of worldly activities. What do we see? Just now I looked at my phone and a brother commented, what a world we are living in, AK. So I smiled. He said that Trump, President Donald Trump of USA, all the places of worship must be opened in America. 50 states, because some governors, they have still not opened. They opened the bars and what have you, the pubs and that. But they haven't opened the mosque and the churches in some states, these 50 states there. So you all have to open, presidential decree, he says, but some Maulvis close the masjid. That is the time, the zamana we're living in. Donald Trump opens the masajid, but the Maulvis close the masjid. See, that is inqilab zamana. Wa ila Allah al-mushtaka. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We complain to you, ya Allah. Give us samaj, give us fiqh. Give us tafaqquh, the true, profound, deep understanding of Deenul Islam. So make your Khatmul Quran tonight. Not tomorrow, tonight. We don't know whether we will see sunrise tomorrow or not. So complete it inshallah. One brother told me, I can't finish my Quran. He said it's in 8, so this morning. So I said, which Jews? He said, 18 Jews. I said, brother, read the whole day, read the whole night. Tomorrow before iftar you'll be finished. So what a great honor. It can't be the same when we complete it in Shawwal and we complete it in Ramadan. So always, you got some Jews left, some paras left, finish it, you still got time, my brother. So we're on lockdown, so you're not going to shop and job. And then don't forget to make your sajdah tilawat. There the 14 sajdahs, the Hanafi say, the Shafi'i say 14, Hanbali say 15. You make 14, you make 15, no problem, all acceptable. So you must remember that, beg Almighty Allah in that sajdah and learn the dua I taught you before. We sent it out to you. Allahumma ktubli biha indaka ajra wa da'anni biha wizra. واجعلها لي إنك زخرا وتقبلها مني كما تقبلت من عبدك داود عليه السلام. We say hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Remember that I told you just now that we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala after we do the good actions. This dua is teaching us same thing. So we ask Allah to write down the reward for the sajda, to expunge and remove our vices and sins, and make it a treasure for us in the year after, and accept it as Almighty Allah accepted the sajda of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Now I come to an important, very important issue. O Muslim, O Muslimah, O Saim, O fasting person, you kept the fast. Tonight is the last night of Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. Tomorrow the last Sawm and Siyam. And And then we'll be celebrating Eid, inshallah, Sunday, once we see the sky, the moon, the crescent, tomorrow night, Saturday night, inshallah, Aziz. So my brother, sister, how come you're not speaking to Abdullah? How come you're not speaking to Fatima, Zainab, Jamila in your family? How come, daughter-in-law, you're not speaking to your mother-in-law? Oh, my son, how come you dumped your mother in the old age home? Oh, my daughter, how come you dumped your father in the old age home? Do you really think your fast will be accepted? Do you think your zakat is accepted? Do you think that your tilawat of Quran is accepted? Wallahi, is rejected and not accepted. When we sever ties with our own parents, when we sever ties with our Muslim brother and sister. Did I say so? Allah says so. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22, 23. In the walaytum, when you have authority, I'm ready to bow paisa take you. Now he got lot of money. When he had little bird, he used to make salam with everybody. Now he got no time to walk and talk. You need appointment with him. So what happens? Antufsidu fil ard. He committed mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Severing ties, putting his father, mother in the old age home. I'm just too busy making millions. You're wasting my time. You don't even know how to use the email. You don't even know how to use the cell phone. You don't know about the technology. So you forgot everything your father did. What good are those degrees of yours when you dumped your father in the old age home? What good is that, my brother, when you dumped your mother, when last you spoke to her? You must be there tonight, tomorrow, to kiss her hand and bring her home and take her du'as before she closes her eyes. We have severed ties. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. People speak of unity. The politicians, the Arab countries, Muslim countries don't have unity. You got unity in your house? How much damal trouble in your house? You and your wife, you and your children, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. So remember, we want unity. But the unity will come on three things. Unity, watawasu bilhaq. Not making unity with all and sundry. There's no such thing in Islam. Unity based according to the creed and belief structure of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Second one, remember, for unity, there must be tawadu. Humility. Both parties cannot be strong-headed. Husband tell his wife, you do my way or catch the highway. There won't be unity. So it is a case of giving in, and both parties. Quran says, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُ. Both parties have to give and take. So one, it must be on haq. Second one, on truth. It must be with humility. And third one, both parties must be prepared to compromise. But we do not compromise on our fundamentals. We do not compromise on our deenul Islam as far as our teachings go. So my brother, sister, sa'im, fasting person, if we want our actions to be accepted, the prerequisite for it is tonight, tomorrow morning, that you send that email, that SMS, that WhatsApp to the person whom you are not speaking for the 5 months, 5 years, five whatever weeks, whole Ramadan. We sever ties. Islam does not say you must become the best friend. Islam just say assalamu alaikum, that's all. What will happen? Either that person says wa alaikum assalam, both your actions will be accepted by the court of Almighty Allah. He swears us, abuses us, at least we are exonerated. We did our duty, and that person's actions will be rejected. So remember, don't come with the story, I'm right and he's wrong. Everybody says that. So let us do it for the sake of Allah. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibar. The one who makes salam first is free of pride. So let's go on with it. Verse: In tawallaytum an tufsidu fil ardi wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. You severed the family ties. Surah 47, verses 22-23. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullahu fa'asammahum wa'ama abasarahum. Allah jalla wala curses them. He makes them spiritually deaf. He makes them spiritually blind. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Mishkan. Ayat Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Malaika and Farishta and angels, Utrukuma. Leave this A, B, C and X, Y, Z, all the actions, leave it one side. Hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Reconcile, my brother. Do it now. Do it today. Don't say tomorrow. It might be too late. Our will, is our will ready? Ramadan has come, Ramadan is bidding farewell. You hear every day janaza. Just now before I started, you heard my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, Hafidhullah, with his golden voice, hum to musafir hai. Kitne janaza dekha, kitne ko dafnaya. So we buried people. We went in the grave. We saw people in Sakarat passing away in front of us. Tomorrow is my turn and your turn, my brother, is our insistence. Is our last will, is our wasiyat nama prepared? So make sure that we have it ready. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we should not allow two nights to pass and we should have it written. Yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatu maktubatun indahu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then tomorrow evening the moon is sighted, the new moon, so say Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Shawwal a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. Hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Eid Eve, to use the word for you, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve. I don't like the term, but anyway, to make you understand. So Laylatul Eid, the night of Eid, Laylatul Jaiza, the night of awards. So we will be speaking to you tomorrow night between 8 and 9 also, inshallah. So remember, that is the night. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahya laylata Eid al-Fitri wa Eid al-Adha, lam yamut qalbuhu, that person's heart will not die who stays awake on the night of Eid, tomorrow night, inshallah. And we exert ourselves a little bit. Yawma tamut Qulub, the day when the hearts die, when so many fitnas come, people say, just let it carry on. Nay, their hearts have become dead. Our heart must be always awake and must be there, connected to our masjid. وَقَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that the Muslim's heart is connected to the masjid. Muslim's heart is connected to Quran Sharif. A Muslim's heart is connected to Almighty Allah, Dhikrullah, connected to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Durood Sharif and Salawat. Not it becomes dead. The hadith in Targhib and Tarheeb, my brother. So tomorrow night also. And thereafter, remember, my brother, sister, if you have not paid your fitrah, make sure you pay it tomorrow, please. In the morning, afternoon. So, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri, that you pay your zakat al-fitr, sadaqat al-fitr. Why? Tuhrat al-lissa'im min al-lagwi wal-rafath. Because whilst we were fasting, we saw wrong, we heard wrong, we spoke wrong. So remember, this will purify and compensate. Wa tu'matal lil masakin, our zakat, our fitra, our fidya, all must go to poor Muslims only. So make sure 30 rand per person, we pay it, and don't make all shortcuts, loopholes and so forth. So pay, inshallah, lovingly, willingly, sincerely. And then the last and final test will be Al-Hasanatu Ba'd Al-Hasana. Ramadan came, Ramadan bids farewell, with tears with our eyes, and now we don't know which other Ramadan, how many more Ramadans will we see. So with the test is Al-Hasanatu Ba'd Al-Hasana, we continue with the good deeds, that is called istiqamat. Allah speaks of it 2-3 places in the Quran. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu fala khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. When we continue, we have consistency. Consistency is the key to success. So Almighty Allah announces no fear for you for the future, no sadness for you regarding the past. Allah states yet another place, you will see the malaika in your lifetime. when you have through iman and istiqamah steadfastness. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَاللَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَدُونَ. The malaika will come, give us glad tidings whilst we are alive that you going to Jannah. We here to protect you in this worldly life, in the year after, and now the time is coming. You go, نُزُولًا مِّن غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. You will be perpetually the guest of Allah Jalla Wala. Imagine. So that is the barakah of istiqamat. Yes, we will make dua now. But before we make dua, we have to thank people. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, مَن لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. When we don't thank people, and remember, we have not really thanked Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So to thank humanity is to thank Almighty Allah as well. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. And remember that now we will make dua in 1 minute's time till 11 o'clock. After that 11, you'll have a Urdu lecture on Laylatul Qadr special. And this is by Mufti Tariq Masood. And then at 11:45, we'll go to Medina Munawwara. And that will take you till 12:15, half past one. And then from 1:30 to 3, inshallah, will be the tilawat of the Noble Quran with Urdu translation. And it is the last Jews number 30. And then Moana Arafat, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, all will be back at 3 o'clock, inshallah. They come much earlier, mashallah, but the program will start at 3 a.m. I will join you tomorrow morning at 5:24, 5:25, inshallah. We know 99% it will be the last day of suhoor, of siyam, inshallah al-aziz. So my brothers, I need to thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the entire Capital Group, for all their contribution, generosity, his beloved parents, our Masi, our uncle, and his family, wife, children, brothers, sister, marhum brother, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Our Radio Al-Ansar directors, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and his family, Hafiz Shabir Basha and his family, and our Sirius FM, our Haji Faisal Asmal, and I have to thank our manager, Bilal Zikali. He is the Khamush Mujahid. He works behind the scenes. He does everything. I make the noise, he does all the work. So Allah Ta'ala reward you, my brother Bilal. You're always in our duas, my brother Bilal. And then my very, very great friend and brother here in Indonesia, Brother Muhammad Khan. And the last for the best. What do you say? The best for the last, or the last for the best? My wife. Let Allah reward her. Allah Ta'ala give her health, siha, afia. And my sister, Dr. Afia, make dua for all of them throughout the world. What conditions they're going through. So let us raise our hands. We have time now. It is big night, auspicious night. It might be the last night of this Ramadan, as it looks like that. So inshallah, we turn to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and in your own duas also, at least cry on this night, the last night. This one tear will make Jahannam's fire, will extinguish the fire of Jahannam. That is our belief. Somebody asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and what is the distance from the east to the west? He said, the sun rises, it travels, and then it sets. What is the distance, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu warda, between the heavens and the earth? He said, one sincere dua. Same time it reaches the throne of Allah and accepted. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا قيوم السماوات والأرض يا خالق السماوات والأرض يا فاطر السماوات والأرض يا نور السماوات والأرض يا زين السماوات والأرض اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وهدنا سبل السلام على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم جل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين رب انصرنا على القوم المفسدين وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد حسبنا الله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فنعم المولى ونعم النصير لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا مسافرا إلا بلغته ولا مجاهدا إلا نصرته ولا عدوا إلا خذلته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة يا لقرضا إلا قضيته ويسرته يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس الأعلى اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس الأعلى اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا يا الله جل جلاله وعما نواله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم خطکار ہے سیاکار ہے کنگار ہے یا اللہ ہم شرمندہ ہے یا اللہ تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دنیا میں بھی آخرت میں بھی یا اللہ مصطفیٰ حبیبنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما یا اللہ میں حضب نے فضل و کرم سے اللہم اجعلنا من الفائزین عند ختم القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين عند ختم القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من الموفقين عند ختم القرآن يا الله آج جو ختم قرآن ہو چکی یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ والدین کو اس کا اجر عطا فرما اساتذہ کو اس کا اجر عطا فرما محسنین کو اجر عطا فرما اس کو صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے یا اللہ our youngsters our elderly who completed the Quran Sharif any time of Ramadan or tonight ya Allah accept it ya Allah bless them bless their families bless their teachers bless their parents ya Allah make it sadaqah jariya make us the lovers of the Quran Sharif the lovers of the sunnah nabawiya the sunnah mubarakah the lovers of our masjid ya rajana idha ghulqat al abwab ya rajana idha ghulqat al abwab ya farajana idha انقطعت الأسباب يا رجانا يا الله يا أولي حب يا الله إذا غلقت الأبواب the doors are closed يا الله of our مساجد يا الله يا رجانا إذا غلقت الأبواب يا فرجنا إذا انقطعت الأسباب يا الله our means we're trying يا الله every court we are trying but your court is the biggest court ليس لنا باب إلا بابك يا رب العالمين. We knock on your door. We beg of you, Ya Allah, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Allahumma iftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Allahumma iftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa from the enemies, Ya Allah. Allahumma ihfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك بهم اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا الله on this مبارك occasion when Ramadan is bidding us farewell we can never forget يا الله our beloved parents يا الله يا الله our grandparents يا الله they made so much دعا for us They cried for us. They shared our joy and happiness when we completed Quran. Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, grant them to the Prophet. Ya Allah, our tasatiza, our teachers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, my ustada, in the family, man. Ya Allah, our ustada, the Mufti Rizal Haq. Grant them siha, afiya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who passed away, put noor in their graves. Ya Allah, my family, Ya Allah. Our families, Ya Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them siha and afiya, Ya Allah. Give this ummah siha and afiya. Protect us from all types of evil, Ya Allah. Protect us from all fitna, Ya Allah. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahish ma dhara mina wa ma batan. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-fitani kulliha, Ya Rabbal Alamin. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام اللهم اكشف الغمة عن هذه الأمة اللهم اكشف الغمة عن هذه الأمة اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله يا الله حج بيت الله نصيب فرما يا الله اپنے مہمان بنا دے اللهم جل من ضيوفك للحج يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا زيارة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله take us to the حرمين بار بار حاضرين نصيب فرما حج کے لئے عمرہ کے لئے زيارت کے لئے يا الله take us to مسجد الاقصى يا الله يا الله you destroy and decimate their plotting planning scheming يا الله اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين يا الله ووائد Ya Allah, my wife, give her shifa-e kamil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, zahiri batini shifa, we all want. I want, my wife want, my everybody wants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shifa-e kamil, Ya Allah. Zahiran and batinan, internally, externally, Ya Allah. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله اب ٹائم ہو گیا ہے, ایک آخر میں ایک دعا ہے. يا الله ربنا تقبل منا, ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا واعتكافنا وجميع اعمالنا الصالحه يا رب العالمين. يا الله accept our fasting, our tarawih, our tilawat, our khairat, our sadaqat, our i'tikaf, all our good deeds. يا الله, يا الله give us the tawfiq to forgive one another. Let the husband wife forgive one another. Let the children go and ask the parents for forgiveness. Brothers, sisters, siblings, let them ask forgiveness, Ya Allah. Before the day of Eid and Sa'id, Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur ummata Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahdi ummata Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi jalli muqima salati wa min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana ighfirli wa liwalidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya Allah, our brothers, our Dawood Munli and our engineers, different parts of the world, Ya Allah, they're making so much effort, staying awake the whole night so the ummah can benefit. Reward them, my beloved Allah. Accept us for your deen, my beloved Allah. Apna khadim bana de, Ya Allah. Deen ke liye kabool farma. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.
Serving our Muslim nation. This is Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.